Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Did Roy Williams paint himself into a corner with his statement on P.J. Hairston? This is Archansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. Now that all the charges have been dropped against P.J. Hairston, how did that happen anyway? What is old Roy to do? After weeks and weeks of saying nothing, Williams seemed forced by the blogosphere into making a Nixonian non-statement statement about the plight of P.J. Hairston. It seemed logical at the time. P.J. made some serious mistakes, and they will have serious consequences. But now, with no police charges looming, it's far more subjective. So Hairston got caught with a little pot in his car. Besides the fact that there was no proof who actually owned the weed, hundreds of athletes and thousands of students are caught in such a dilemma every year. In some states, such possession is like a parking ticket. In other states, it's not even illegal at all. So now it's a judgment call. Sure, Hairston used some bad judgment in terms of where he was, who he was with, and what car he was driving without his license in his pocket. Whose gun and whose ammo was it? Well, that is probably the most bothersome bit of this story. Suddenly, in the eyes of many people, that set of circumstances has gone from serious mistakes to stupid student activity. And what do you do about that? Students have gotten thrown out of school for serious pranks, but again, PJ hasn't been found guilty of or even charged with anything. It seems harsh for Hairston to get thrown off the team for exercising bad judgment, whether or not he is the Tar Heels' best returning scorer and shooter. And while sitting him down for a few games seems like a penalty that once didn't fit the crime, now there is no crime. But with everything that's happened at Carolina over the last 3 years, the perception and appearance exists of chaos in the athletic department. My guess is that Williams and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham will sit Hairston down and make sure he understands that he wasn't where he should have been, appearing to do what he shouldn't have been doing. And for that error in judgment, let's call it thoughtless rather than serious, PJ will remain on the team, practice starts October 12th, and be there ready to prove that being a UNC student-athlete is the most important thing in your life. And by the way, you won't play in a game until the first semester is over in December. Old Roy might not like the fact that he just threw away the Louisville and Kentucky games, but what choice does he have after the non-statement statement he probably now regrets making? This is Archansky. See ya.